The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow up.
Let's go around the room and ask a question. Hooking up on the first date. Good idea, bad idea?
Good.
English Evan?
It is what it is. Go for it if you want.
All right.
I've done it.
I have too.
I haven't.
No, you haven't.
No, you haven't. You know why? Because English Evan has only been with one person, and I doubt that happened on the first date.
It did not.
On the phone right now is Vivian. Vivian, let me ask you a question. Good or bad idea hooking up on the first date for you?
I personally think it's fine.
Yeah.
But you think it's the reason you're not getting a call back?
Well, he hasn't been calling me back, and that's the only reason I can think of right now.
Okay. Just because you did or didn't?
No, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, but he took part in it, so why wouldn't he call you back? Clearly, it's something he wanted.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we were both okay with it, and now he's not answering the phone.
Yeah, but some guys are D-bags, and they have such a double standard. Like, dude,
yeah.
Come on, she hooked up on the first date. Like, yeah. Not marriage material. You know how those guys are.
Yeah.
Well, Vivian, before we get into all that, tell us about the guy you want to call today. What's his name?
His name's Andrew.
Andrew, okay.
How did you guys meet?
We actually met on Tinder.
Yeah, and Tinder is definitely for something. Like,
yeah.
The people on there want one thing.
I was going to say, you guys hooked up on the first date. That's why you think you're not getting a call back. And it's off of Tinder. Way to have the most stereotypical Tinder date ever.
Well, I don't normally use Tinder, but with everything going on right now, I'm like, I need to start meeting people. So,
okay, so tell us about your date.
We met and we just went out to dinner. It was super nice. He's super sweet. He's athletic. He's super tall.
Oh.
And then he wanted to go to his place after. So I figured, you know, like maybe that's where it's leading.
Okay.
Wow. I figured everything was okay. And we get to his house. So we hook up. We stay the night. Everything's fine. I wake up in the morning. He gives me a hug. He kisses me on the cheek. And then nothing.
What do you mean nothing? Like didn't reply to your texts or didn't call you?
Or in person just didn't say anything?
Well, yeah.
I texted him when I got home and I told him I made it home. And then nothing for a few hours. So I call him just to check up on him. And I haven't heard from him since then.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, my first thought is that he just wanted to hook up.
Hit it and ditch it.
Hit it and quit it.
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Bump it and...
crumb
run, run the other way from it.
Yeah.
I'm not as good at you get, as you guys are.
Do you think that's why? Because, I mean, Tinder is really, because guys want to hook up, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seemed really sweet on the date. So I figured, like, everything was fine. That's why we hooked up.
Hmm.
But maybe something went wrong. I don't know. I'm just confused.
Yeah. I mean, you can't think of any other reason why he wouldn't be calling you back?
No, I thought everything was great.
Okay, that's the only thing I can think of too then, is maybe he just wanted a hookup.
Yeah, yeah. In which case he got what he wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no need for a call. Unless you're calling to complain about the thing that you got that you wanted because customer service. So,
how long has it been since you've seen him?
I just saw him this past weekend.
And how many times have you tried to reach out to him?
Well, I texted him when I got home and then I've called him twice now.
Okay, and you got no response.
Nothing.
Okay.
I mean, you do know where he lives. Why don't you just show up?
No, don't do that.
Don't seem desperate.
That's just weird.
I've thought about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Drive by his house. Wait outside, you know. Just do all those things. That'll make you seem perfectly sane.
You might see something you don't want.
Well, actually, it might work out for you. I mean, it works in the movies. If you just show up at someone's house and they're not really into you, you stand outside like... you hold up a boombox. You got to go back to the 80s to get a boombox. That was a very famous movie scene in the 80s. You wear a trench coat, hold a boombox over your head. Or maybe you show up. It's got to be raining, though. Definitely has to be raining.
Uh-huh.
Show up in the rain, ruining your clothes and, you know, your mascara and everything, and just not care and just let them know how much you love them and you want them.
Oh, well, it sounds like you've thought about this quite in detail.
I was raised by movies.
Right.
So maybe that won't work. Anyway, what was his name again?
His name's Andrew.
Andrew. Yeah. Would be an Andrew, wouldn't it? All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call him and see if we can figure out why Andrew isn't calling you back, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll do it next. It's a Jubal Show. I think I got it. So when we were talking to Vivian, who's on the phone for a first date follow-up, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's not getting a call back because she met a dude on Tinder. They hooked up. He hasn't called her since. Sounded like maybe all he wanted was to hook up and that's it.
Yeah.
Right? Well, when we were talking about it earlier, in the first part of this, Alex, you said, hit it and quit it.
Mm-hmm.
English Evan, you said?
Hit it and ditch it.
Hit it and ditch it. And I couldn't figure out a good rhyme. I think I figured it out.
What?
Smash it and trash it.
Yeah.
that's a decent one, right, Vivian? Yeah.
You threw her away.
I guess that's a decent one.
All right. Well, I'm not making fun of your situation. I just couldn't think of a rhyme, so I was really proud of myself that I was able to finally think of one. Anyway, that's what's going on with Vivian. She's not getting a call back from this dude named Andrew. She has no idea why. She's reached out to him a few times and has heard nothing. The only thing that she can think of is that he got intimate with it and then didn't call back. Oh yeah, that's a good rhyme.
Oh my god,
got intimate and then forget. I'll stop doing that because that's annoying now. And I'll just call Andrew and see why he's not calling you back. What do you think about that, Vivian?
I'm just so nervous for the truth.
Well, it might be nothing bad at all. It might actually be bad on him. If
I hope.
Okay, well, I'm gonna call him and see if we can figure it out. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Andrew?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, man. Did you just wake up?
No, I've been.
All right.
You just some stuff. What's that? Who's this?
Sounded tired. I'm sorry. This is Jubal from the Jubal Show.
What?
Jubal from the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. It's me, my hot ass wife, Alex Fresh.
Hi.
And English Evan.
Hello.
Hey.
You're probably wondering why we're calling.
Yeah, can't say I get too many calls from radio stations.
Yeah, well, this...
what's up?
I'm calling you today because we got an email from one of our listeners about you.
Who?
It's someone that you went on a date with and you're not calling them back. We do a segment on the show where if you go out on a date with somebody and end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out why. And recently, you hooked up with a girl named Vivian.
Yeah. What, she called you guys?
She emailed us and she told us about your date, said that she really liked you, thought you guys had a great time, but now she's heard nothing from you and she's wondering if there was a problem.
Yeah, you went a little bit quiet on her.
Yeah.
Okay. that's a weird thing to do.
Well,
I mean, yeah, I went on a date with her a week ago, something like that.
Yeah. It's nice to see you get so many dates. Yeah, you don't even know when it happened.
Yeah, it was like a week ago, bro.
Dude, yeah.
I mean, you know how it is. Sometimes it's a few in a week. But
yeah, I don't really know how that is, but
I don't know either.
All right, well, teach their own.
All right, but, so, well, she told us, you know, that you guys met on Tinder and went out and went back to your place, danced around in the bedroom a bit. And then
really, she got that literal with you guys. Wow.
Yeah, she told us everything. Mm-hmm. Every single detail. No, she didn't say it. She said you guys hooked up though.
We know everything about you.
And she feels feels like maybe that's all you wanted and that's why you're not calling her back.
No, I mean, that's not the reason I don't want to see her. Like she was nice or whatever, but I mean, honestly, like I kind of have like a pet peeve with, I mean, obviously she told you we were like hooked up, but I have a pet peeve with like girls with tan lines. Like she had tan lines like everywhere, and that's just like a no go for me. Like after that, I was like, I'm done.
That's your pet peeve.
Done. Okay, that's weird. So
I don't like tan lines.
You don't have any tan lines?
No.
What about when you get some sun and you have shorts on?
I mean, yeah, I tan my whole body all the time, so I don't have any tan lines. But they just gross me out. So I was just not for it.
Right.
Wow.
So you're not calling her back because she has tan lines?
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Are you a gym tan laundry bro?
If you want to put it that way. I mean, yeah, I just, it is what it is.
And that's it. That's the only reason. Tan lines.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's a deal breaker for me. That's the truth.
I've always thought tan lines were fine. I never had a problem with them.
Also, yeah, I've never thought about it.
Even being able to tan sounds amazing to me.
Yes, I mean, that's it. I mean, I kind of had to power through, honestly. Like, the tan lines just, they just don't do it for me. So, I'm done with it.
Okay. Well, thanks for being honest, man. I appreciate it.
And so brave for powering through that date.
Yeah, it must have been tough.
thanks.
Yeah. You know, since you were honest with us, very candid about your dislike for tan lines, I need to be honest with you now and let you know that Vivian is actually on the other line listening and probably really wants to talk to you now.
Oh, my God.
Andrew, you are trash. Are you serious?
I mean, yeah. What else do you want me to say? I, I don't like tan lines.
Are you kidding me?
No, I feel like I made that pretty clear. I don't like tan lines, so.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you could have said that before we hooked up. Now this is just weird. Like, I feel so weird.
Well, I didn't know you had tan lines until we started hooking up, and I wasn't going to stop at that point. You know what I mean? So.
Literally.
I don't.
It's small. It's like a bikini. Like, it's nothing bad. I don't have major tan lines all over my body. Like, it's nothing. I thought, like, what?
That is really weird.
Yeah.
Andrew, you're honestly a f***ing
I mean, yeah, so sorry you feel that way.
You were so sweet on the date. Way to, like, make things turn here.
I mean, well, you're the one who kind of got the radio station to call me out of the blue, so.
Well, it's because you weren't calling her back. You couldn't even let her know. You couldn't even let her know.
Yeah, so what was I supposed to do? Text her and say, hey, tan lines? No, thanks. See ya.
Well, no, just text back and be like, no, I'm not interested. Sorry.
Yeah, you could have made
something up.
You could have let me down easy, at least. Say something. Like, ghosting me, really, over tan lines?
It's really weird.
It is.
Obviously, I mean, you want to know the truth, so you called the radio station and got him to call me or whatever. So there you go, tan lines.
Wow, whatever, Andrew. Literally, f*** off. Okay. Like, you were so disrespectful. Goodbye.
Well, no, hold on. First, Andrew, I have to ask if you want to go on a second date with Vivian. We'll pay for it. Like, I don't know, maybe even get a tanning package before you guys go out on
a date. Yeah, right. No, thank you. Nope, I'm good. I'll pass on the date. Don't even ask.
Hey, I got a question. Is this going to be on the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Okay. When? Because I want to make sure my boys listen to it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. F*** you, Andrew.
The Jubal Show on demand.